This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back. It is 9 minutes past 2 o'clock. I'm Susie Jones sitting in for Chad Hartman today out of town. And I cannot wait to talk to Rochelle Olson on our John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I can tell you're smiling because you like my intro, don't you?
I love it. You come to me on the day of your daughter's wedding. That's Godfather music.
Well, no, it's Rochelle music. It just kind of, it sounds like The Godfather, but
it does.
Think it's Rochelle.
Oh, Dave, is that right? Rochelle?
That was kind of the genesis behind it, thinking maybe a Parisian cafe or something like that, hearing that play in the background while you're enjoying an overrated French baguette.
Jesus.
They're not overrated. You just need to know where to get them. But anyway.
No, nothing better than hard bread. That sounds great.
So nice to have you on. What were you going to say? I didn't interrupt you.
No, nothing. I don't think we need to get into the whole. It's clear that Dave just doesn't know where to get a good baguette, and we can.
Okay, Miss Paris.
We can talk about that later some other time.
Yes, this is important to have you on. Mm-hmm. It's always important to have you on because you're an outstanding reporter and columnist, and. generally a very good person, I think.
Generally.
Yeah,
cheers
generally.
And jeers. But we're coming off the election. And some winners, some losers, some cheers and some jeers. Let's jump right into the St. Paul mayoral race that I think caught some people off guard, huh?
Yeah, for sure, don't you think?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I was saying beforehand. I mean, I've talked to her. I was impressed by her, but she got in so late. She got in August, and it was like, well, does she have a chance? And yeah, she did.
Yeah,
and it's one of those things where you kind of wonder. Voters perhaps a little tired of someone after two terms, ready for something new, and she put together a winning strategy, that's for sure.
Yeah, in a short amount of time. I was reading your article, your column, and it talks about how hard it is to campaign, and I think we think sort of loosely about it as normal people walking about our lives. No, really, but I can't imagine how hard it would be to get out there and organize and get volunteers and get money and all you as you say, with no real solid sense of whether it's all going to work or not.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, this is a mayoral campaign, but I see this all over the place in terms of, I spent a lot of time in the legislature, covered politics for a long time. But I mean, I think a lot of people maybe think in terms of the higher offices, like a governor or people who run statewide. But these people, legislators, city council members, mayoral candidates. I mean, a lot of them never stop door knocking, especially if you are representing a swing district, say, you know, a district that's pretty closely divided between Republicans and Democrats mm-hmm. in the legislature. There's a handful of them who will be door knocking. I mean, it's 4 years of door knocking, basically. They don't stop. Some really, really good and productive legislators, they don't stop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very hard, and you don't know if there's going to be a job for you at the end of it. I mean,
it's quite a gamble.
It is quite a gamble, and it's like, I don't know. Go out and knock on strangers' doors. Now they have it down to sort of a, it's gotten a little bit better because they have all this software now. They got, you know, apps on their phone, I guess, that sort of tell them, okay, this person's a Democrat or this person might be persuadable. Mm. So they sort of know what they're getting before they knock on the door to some degree.
Yeah.
So it's, but still, it's still, you're knocking on a door. You don't know who's going to answer. And yeah, it's just why they work really hard, I guess, is what I'm saying. It is not a gravy train.
No. And you offer a cheer. You offer a cheer to St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter, as we mentioned, for his gracious concession speech.
Well, I mean, one of my colleagues actually wrote a whole column about it. Jennifer Brooks wrote a column about it. But yeah, I mean, I don't think it's, as we know, in our personal lives as well, it's not easy to lose, right?
No.
Let alone lose on a public stage, let alone lose an election where the people have said they've had enough of you, right?
It's a like kind of an ego blow.
Well, yeah, it has to be. I think it's hard. And of course, the higher up you go, I think the harder it gets. But I think Jimmy Carter talked a lot about that, about how painful it was losing. But yeah, I mean, but then he did the right thing. And I mean, that calling her and congratulating her and not mm-hmm. not being, which we did not see in Minneapolis with one of Mayor Fry's challengers didn't call him, which it's kind of just a normal, it used to be a normal level of decency, although I think we know and doubt our presidents ever conceded anything, but it's kind of standard and it's kind of how democracy is supposed to work. And you listen to the will of the people.
Right.
And you honor that.
And you give a jeer to Omar Fateh, who did not win in Minneapolis, challenging Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. And, you know, I don't know, what do you make of that? And yet his other challengers did. Dwayne Davis and Jazz Hampton did reach out. I don't know. It's an interesting situation. You wonder, is it cultural? Is it just personal? You know, like you say.
Well, but I think, I guess my point is that this is, I fully expect Senator Fateh will run for office, if not run for mayor again, in the next cycle, in the next election. And I mean, I think this is something voters should take into account. I mean, they think it's important to be a good loser. That's part of the deal. Again, we started out talking about, you don't know if there's a job at the end of this. You're not promised a job here. Mm. You do your best, you run a decent campaign, or you try to run a good campaign, and it's part of the deal,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And when somebody doesn't do that, and I think the fact that Dwayne Davis and Jazz Hampton called Mayor Frey, I mean, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, don't we kind of, you kind of learn this when you're a kid, right? Didn't you? You know, you're not supposed to be a sore loser. I don't know clearly, but Senator Fateh has not been particularly gracious throughout this whole campaign. So
right.
It's not exactly surprising either.
Right. Interesting. We're talking about decency and decorum and civility. I happened to be on X this morning getting just kind of poking around, and there was a video from when Nancy Pelosi became speaker.
Yes.
And
I know what you're going to say. I saw that this morning, too. Go ahead.
I just was like, this would never happen right now.
And wasn't it? It was fabulous. It was like, I was sort of taken aback because I was
too.
Alive. I was an adult when it happened, and I thought, And I'm sure I was sort of dismissive of it at the time.
Now you see how significant it is to have Dick Cheney and the president stand up and everybody in the room acknowledge Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, it was very heartwarming, I thought.
And the video is of former President George W. Bush, it's W, right? Yeah, with Dick Cheney. He's speaking. I think it's the State of the State, and mm-hmm. Cheney's sitting on the rostrum right next to Nancy Pelosi, her first session as Speaker, and he takes a moment to just grace. I'm the first person who ever gets to say Madam Speaker. And not only does he say that, he brings her. He talks about her dad. You know, because her dad wasn't alive, but it just made this a very nice moment for her. And then they both stood up. Then they both turned and applauded to her very graciously. I mean, it was lovely.
It's like in a million years that wouldn't happen right now. In a million years. And maybe both ways. So, all right, let's move on because you want to cheer Madeline Kingsbury's family and loved ones and friends. Such a great group of people, worked so hard. Of course, you write, you know, she was murdered in her home by the father of her children in 2023, and they're turning their grief into action. Tell us what they're doing.
Well, they started a foundation, and they've raised, it sounds like a few thousand dollars so far. And there's sort of, her survivors, I mean, she lived in Winona, I believe. I didn't cover this particular trial, but I mean, it clearly was a case where it was domestic violence, mm-hmm. and she was ultimately killed by her husband / the father of her children. And the survivors who probably didn't, I mean, this is a tricky thing about domestic violence, is a lot of times it can happen and family and friends don't have any idea because mm-hmm. it's so, I mean, it's very tricky. It's very, but there, it can be hidden, you know.
Yes.
I mean, I've written a lot about it. You've written a lot about it. We've covered a lot of trials,
mm-hmm.
and it's always sort of shocking. The extent, it's easy to say in hindsight, well, why didn't she leave or why mm-hmm. didn't she get away? But a lot of times people don't even know because it's coercive control. I mean, literally, like, the partner can look at someone and they know, you know, they're stepping out of line or something. But they're doing pamphlets at Winona State University. Some of her girlfriends are handing out pamphlets, and I just think that you can put out about it, get the word out, because I think a lot of people, we hear it all the time, right? Oh, I never thought I'd be a victim, or I can't believe she was so strong. I can't believe she was a victim. Mm-hmm. We never saw anything. She never had a bruise on her. It doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
And it can happen to anyone.
And it's still happening. It's not, I mean, I know raising awareness is terrific, but it's obviously a problem that we need to keep our eye on. As just this week, there was a murder-suicide in Roseville. There was another one recently. So good on them for doing what they can to try to make the world a better place. All right, are we going to take a little break and then come back with Rochelle?
We could do that if she's available. We normally do.
Can you stick around? I don't know
I can stick around if you want to take a break.
You can take a very short one.
A very short break?
Yeah.
Okay, short break.
Mm.
Back with more. We've got some more jeers. I like jeering.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, we are back. Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune. Love having her on there. Love having you part of the show. Susie Jones in for Chad. We're doing cheers and jeers, and then I want to make sure I get to the government shutdown and what in the world is ever going to make it stop. This, you know, and it kind of goes right into this because one of your jeers is Tom Emmer, the House Majority Whip, brought to the national shame spotlight when the state's congressional delegation, because of his enduring mean streak and parroting of Donald Trump's conspiracy theories. Tell me, what is this Bulwark, B-U-L-W-A-R-K? Is that a news outlet?
Yeah, I think... I don't know. Are they on Substack? Are they?
I'm not sure.
It's a bipartisan. It's a bipartisan pro democracy. anyway, it's not. They do some good work.
Okay.
And they have a newsletter, and they cover national politics, and no, they do good work. Mm. So I just thought it was an interesting and sharp take on Representative Emmer, who by all accounts is a different person than the guy who was at the legislature more than a decade ago, when he was known for being quite collegial and talking to people across the aisle. And here he's very much he is very much in line and in step with President Trump. But I mean, we know why, because you get in trouble if you go against the president, and he did. I mean, Trump torpedoed his chance at being speaker, but Emmer seems undeterred. Apparently, he's still on board with Trump. So we'll see how that works out for him long term.
This report, though, I will say, called him gratuitously nasty and fond of grade school taunts. I think, you know, going back to the juxtaposition between that and what we saw with Nancy Pelosi's first days as speaker. So that's kind of the world we live in. And on that note then, Rochelle, I mean, obviously this is historic. We've never seen a shutdown this long. What do we do as regular citizens in terms of watching it going, what the heck?
What do we do as regular citizens?
We vote.
Well, we vote. Yeah.
But that doesn't shut the shutdown down. That doesn't restart the government necessarily.
Well, I mean, I guess if a person were so inclined, they could reach out to their congressional delegation, members of the House, members of the Senate. I mean, we have two Democrats in the Senate, but if you're represented by a Republican congressperson, you could call them. You could call your Democrat, for that matter. I mean, I feel like eventually it has to run out of steam. I'm not sure what the tipping point here is going to be, but...
Could it be this airline stuff, the airplanes and the delays?
Well, there is some thinking. There is one school of thought that who likes to fly, people with money, although you could say some of them also have the people with a lot of money have their own private jets.
Mm-hmm.
But business folks who fly a lot, if this gets super disruptive, sure. I mean, I think that can be problematic, but the totality of it too. I mean, at some point it just, some point it has to run out of steam, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, then you look at the, you know, the air travels, but at the same time, too, I was saying at the beginning of the show, Rochelle, I had looked in my cupboard and I have all these cans that I don't eat. They've been up there forever. And I was like, geez. So I took a couple bags of canned goods to a food shelf this morning.
Wait, you took like stuff that had been in your cupboard forever to a food shelf?
It was a can. It was a non-perishable.
Moldy bread. Mm.
Yeah, what the...
You guys,
the baguette.
Leftover lutefisk.
Shut up, both of you. The point is...
Well, you're not supposed to bring garbage to a food shelf.
I mean, not. I shouldn't have brought it up. I knew
well,
you.
Well, so anyway, you brought.
Yeah, that the food shelves are seeing a lot of just people coming by giving bags and bags of food because I mean maybe the rich people will be mad that their flights are delayed, but what about when poor people start starving to death? Or this other story I read about not having enough formula for babies because the WIC thing is all out of whack. It just seems like it's a mess.
Well, I mean. If poor people are hungry, they should just get a job. I mean, isn't that, I think that's sort of the thinking is that they should just work harder.
Yes.
So I don't know that there's a lot of sympathy for that, but boy, if.
But you know what isn't.
Somebody.
Oh, I was going to say, it's about saving face, isn't it? I mean, a Democrat or Republican, whoever decides to say, okay, A, we're going to. Vote on a bill to keep the government going without that health care subsidy extension, or like it's almost like chicken. Who's going to give on their thing?
Who's going to give on their thing? Well, yeah. I mean, that's always the way. That's always the thing is what's the way out that saves face for people. But I we're not. That's also kind of old thinking. I think. I mean, I don't know that. Things are, as we know, very different right now, and I don't know that the old strategy or old thinking about how we're going to get out of this really works. I mean, I think it'll happen when Trump decides he's had enough. But I mean, I also think that this, in some ways, works to his advantage because Congress is just sitting on the sidelines, so he's the main show in town, which is kind of how it's been ever since he took office, but even more so.
Man, it just doesn't feel like it's the government, the federal government feels embarrassing to me right now as a U.S. citizen, as a member of this country. That they
well, that's yeah, I know. But I mean, to some of us who thought that there were guardrails on democracy. Some of us who thought there was a system of checks and balances in place. But I think part of the problem is Congress says the Republican-led Congress. Now, remember, the Republicans have a trifecta in Washington. They could end this. And of course, they're trying to blame the Democrats. And the Republican Congress are just rolling over for Trump. And they're supposed to be a check on the executive. And they're not.
Well... I think, who was it that Chad has on? Major Garrett always talks about the end of democracy, the disintegration of democracy, and just how it will, I mean, it looks now versus how it may continue to disintegrate going forward.
Well, we don't need Major Garrett to tell us that. And yes, that's the question now.
And what are the dogs doing? Where are they, want to go outside or somebody there?
No, I'm sorry. They were sleeping, and now, you know, a leaf fell in the yard. So it's cause for a two-dog alarm, and I was lulled into complacency because they were sitting there quietly, and so now we get the cacophony here. Sorry.
No, I love them. How old are they now?
I don't know. 7?
Michelle, they're your little.
One's a guest dog. One's my actual dog. My actual dog, he's 7. So.
Oh, nice. Well, obviously, this is sort of a never-ending conversation about the current situation at the federal government. But it is confusing and frustrating, and I think especially around that SNAP benefit stuff today, Shaletta. Like, what's happening? Is it going to be there? Is it not going to be there? What the heck? You know.
Well, it's really scary, and I'm sure when you're relying on that, it's, you know, it's a small amount of money, but it's a lifeline for a lot of people, And now, are you going to get it? Are you going to get half? Are you going to get the whole thing? I mean, it's heartbreaking.
It is. But and today, I thought today he said, nope, we're not giving any. I thought that's what I read.
Well, I'm sure I can't. I haven't looked in the last couple hours, but yes, there was some thinking that he would indeed defy the court order that told him to pay.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be a surprise.
Ugh. All right, my friend, I'll see you out there on the next story.
Okay.
Again, someone just said, who am I talking to? This is Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune reporter, columnist, and I can say friend. I can.
Yep. I think you can.
I feel solid in that.
Yes.
All right, go take care of those animals. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.